T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are and live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything.
Go go. 4 o'clock hour here on Dana and Parks. Before we get to the story that Dana was talking about right before the news, I must share. Headline is NFL changed this play from a sack, costing fantasy football player $1 million.
What?
To most viewers who actually stuck around to watch the final minutes of the Rams' 24-10 win over the Bears on Monday night. This was a rather forgettable play in a rather forgettable game. Yes, it was. With 3 minutes, 4 seconds to play, Los Angeles quarterback Jared Goff took the snap and faked a handoff. When he turned to throw, Goff found the Bears' James Vaughters nearby, so Goff took off running and slid to the ground behind the line of scrimmage. It was initially ruled a sack, but the NFL later switched it to a running play. The majority of football fans didn't know or really care about the change. There was one exception. Robert Hunts of St. Louis. According to ESPN, Hunt's lineup in a DraftKings fantasy football game, including the Bears and Rams defenses, had scored 92.79 points, the top score out of 176 entries. His prize for winning? A cool $1 million. But after this game, this play was switched from a sack to a 3-yard loss on a run. And that changed the scoring in the fantasy game.
They end up winning.
Instead of winning, Hunts tied for sixth with 18 others. He walked away instead of with $1 million, which is what he would have had, he walked away with $3,078.94.
Now, I don't play any of these fantasy games.
I've never played it.
This says stat corrections are not uncommon and regularly affect fantasy contests. Oh, my God.
Sucks to be you.
Oh, bless his heart.
I'm going to need you to read that story because what you sent me was not what you meant to send me.
Well, I have so many of them up in front of me, and I want everyone listening to know if you were bullied or if you were the bully, we want to hear from you this hour. So I'm not an NHL fan, but there is a young man by the name of Mitchell Miller who is apparently very, very, very good at hockey. So good, in fact, that the Arizona Coyotes last month selected Mitchell as their number one draft pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's in the money.
Yep. So he is 18 years old, plays at the University of North Dakota, and is super excited because he has been drafted to the NHL. Okay. Then it comes out that Mitchell Miller, age 18 today, mm-hmm. was convicted of bullying a mentally disabled teenager 4 years ago at age 14.
So he was convicted as a juvenile.
He was convicted. This was not, and I hate ranking how bad bullying can be, but there are levels of bullying. Mm-hmm. His level of bullying against this young man was criminal. So today, the Arizona Coyotes came out and said, we have cut ties with controversial draft pick Mitchell Miller.
There's something he did when he was 14?
Yes. The Arizona Coyotes renounced the rights to Mitchell Miller, their first draft pick of this month's NHL draft on Thursday. The selection of Miller, who is 18 years old and now playing hockey at the University of North Dakota, was widely criticized after an Arizona Republic report published Monday detailed Miller's bullying and racist taunting of a black teenager named Isaiah Meyer Crothers when the two were 14 years old in Ohio. The club has issued an apology to the Meyer Crothers family. We have decided to renounce the rights to Mitchell Miller effective immediately. We are aware that a bullying incident took place in 2016. We don't condone this type of behavior. I want to know.
This is garbage.
The internet lives forever, number one.
Yeah, it does.
Your mistakes at age 14 can live forever. And I'm not calling this necessarily a mistake. This was a crime. But I'm saying in general, remind your teenagers at age 14, whatever it is you're doing today can and will come back to haunt you later.
Well, a couple of thoughts, if I may. And our phone number is 576-7798. Number one, I have to throw out the obligatory, I feel sorry for the kid that was bullied and the names that this man called him as a 14-year-old boy. It's never right. It's not right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the obligatory stuff is out of the way. Either A, the Arizona Coyotes needed a reason to get rid of him after they drafted him. Maybe they found out something on his physical that they didn't like, or the teammates didn't like him or whatever.
You think they're not renouncing him just because of the bullying? You think there's more to it?
If a football team will let a dog beater and killer play, you're going to hold something against a kid when he was 14 years old?
Okay. 4 years ago, Miller admitted in an Ohio juvenile court,
which, by the way, those records are usually sealed,
to bullying Meyer Crothers, who was tricked into licking a candy push pop that Miller and another boy had wiped in the bathroom urinal.
That's bad.
Meyer Crothers had to be tested for hepatitis, HIV, and other STDs. The test did come back negative. I'm not saying that that's okay. Meyer's Crothers is also 18, now lives in Detroit, said Miller taunted him for years, constantly calling him brownie and the N-word while repeatedly hitting him while growing up in a Toledo suburb.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Other students at the junior high confirmed to police that Miller repeatedly used the N-word in referring to Meyer Crothers.
Okay. That's bad.
You're saying because he was 14, you let it go? You don't think if you're a racist at 14, you're not a racist at 18?
Are you saying that if you are a racist at 14, you're definitely a racist at 18?
Not saying definitely.
I think if we're going to go ahead and rid all professional sports of people who did bad and dumb things when they were 14 years old, we're going to have some half teams out there playing. I can't believe that you can be professionally held responsible. And I'm not saying bullying is no big deal. I've told my daughters, if you bully somebody, oh my God, hell hath no fury in my house. I never bullied somebody in my life, and I was never bullied once. This is ridiculous. To hold a man, and he is a man now, he's 18 years old, I think is what you said mm-hmm. in the story, to hold someone responsible for something like this when they were 14 years old, dumb and impressionable, is ridiculous. I'm actually surprised no other team didn't pick him up.
Mitchell sent a letter to every NHL team acknowledging what had happened and apologizing for his behavior. Mitchell made a huge mistake, but we are providing him with a second chance to prove himself. We hope he uses his platform moving forward to raise awareness about bullying. I don't like that. I don't like taking a bully and then saying, we're going to basically make you be the poster child for let's not bully people. I wouldn't want him to be the poster child for let's not bully people. He doesn't deserve to be the poster child for let's not bully people.
No. I think it's silly.
Now, he could be picked up. They've just relinquished their rights to him today.
Okay. But now he's at the University of North Dakota, you said?
Waiting for someone else to pick him up.
Okay. So that scholarship's going to last all of about 2 months, maybe. Maybe. 576-7798.
At what age do you still hold someone accountable for behavior like that?
Well, and keep in mind, he didn't, and I'm not excusing the bullying, using the N-word, making this poor, innocent child lick a lollipop that was put into a urinal. I get it. It's all bad. But it's not like he murdered somebody or strung up a dog by its neck.
Yeah, those people still get to play.
I know. And then they get brought in as quarterback consultants at the Kansas City Chiefs. 576-7798. 576-7798. So, this cat who is 18 years old now gets drafted in the first round by the NHL's Arizona Coyotes. Ready to play, ready to sign, they cut him. He's a first-round pick. What's going on here? Turns out, they found out, they being the Coyotes, that this young man had apparently been convicted when he was 14 years old of bullying a same-aged, but the child had the mental capacity of a 10-year-old, roughly, according to what Dana told me during the commercial break, young black kid, called him Brownie and the N-word, and was ruthless in his bullying.
It was caught on surveillance tape, and the mother of the child who was bullied said it was absolutely brutal. Had he not pled guilty, the video would have been released, and it would have been so much worse on Mitchell because of the brutality to our son. He is seen smashing Isaiah's head against a brick wall. Now, to Mitchell's point, I'm going to read part of his statement. I am extremely sorry about the bullying incident that occurred in 2016 while I was in eighth grade. I was young, immature, and feel terrible about my actions. At the time, I didn't understand the gravity of my actions and how they can affect other people. I don't know that I buy that.
Just give the kid half of your first year pay and let's get on with this.
He says, moving forward, I want to be a leader for this cause and help in bullying and racism.
Well, that's what he had to say. Because he just lost a lot of money. 576-7798, Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
It's going well, buddy. Thank you for asking.
So, growing up, I was both bullied and bully. In elementary school, I was, you know, the runt of the class and was very shy and timid and got picked on for it. And my family was very religious. And my mom always taught us, you know, you always turn the other cheek. No matter what it is, you turn the other cheek. And I finally hit a point in junior high where I was sick of it. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to make like Jesus and start turning over tables in the temple and stand up for myself. And the guy that was bullying me, I wiped the floor with him. And I decided after that, if I ever saw someone getting bullied, I was going to bully the bully. And all throughout high school, that's what happened. If I saw someone getting picked on, I would step in and let the other guy know, hey, you know, I'm not going to stand for it. If you do it again,
yeah,
it's going to be bad for you. And they always knew that, and they avoided me, you know, and they avoided conflict around me because they knew I wouldn't stand for it. And I think, you know, knowing both sides of it, I think, you know, in this guy's situation, I do think that people can make amends for their mistakes, especially at a younger age. However, I think his actions along the way speak more than his words now. You know, if he had, you know, said, hey, look, I made this horrible mistake, I want to make it up to you, actually developed a friendship with the guy that he was bullying to make an effort to make it right, it would be different. Or if he had taken measures to end bullying on his own, to say, you know, hey, I did this horrible thing, I feel bad about it, I want to make sure other people don't have to deal with it, and make it right in that way. But for him to come out now and say, oh, you know, my bad, that was awful, that was terrible, I don't think it means much. It's just empty words to me.
Let me throw something out and tell me if you agree or disagree with this. If he had, and he had to know that he had exceptional talent and he was probably at some point in his life headed to the NHL, that notwithstanding, if at some point this young man, maybe when he was 16, when he probably knew he had NHL-style talent, or even 17, if he had reached, when he was not known, okay, and not a potentially professional athlete, if he had reached out to this kid then, I think more people would have sympathy towards him.
Right.
Now it just looks like, oh my God, I just got drafted by the NHL.
I better start saying I'm sorry.
I need to start saving my own
Absolutely.
Skin.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. You know, if it had even been, you know, a year before all this happened, and he said, hey, look, you know, we're graduating high school, and I've been thinking back over, looking through my yearbook, and just reminiscing over old times.
Over what a horrible person I was.
Right, and this cloud is hanging over my head, and I want to make it right to you. You know, and then this stuff came out, and he said, hey, look, you know, I made a mistake. I'm trying to make up for it. I think that he would not have been in the situation that he is now. He'd still have his sporting, he'd still have his future, but now it's just empty words. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, be safe out there, okay, buddy? And go vote. Go vote. I don't care who
Absolutely.
You vote for. Right on,
Absolutely.
Man.
The family says, for what it's worth, they did not ever hear from Mitchell.
That's a problem.
Well, now playing devil's advocate here, Mitchell's going to say that, you know, when you are charged with a crime, apologizing can be an admission of guilt. And maybe his lawyer said, I know, but maybe his lawyer said, do not contact the family. Should he have? Yes, absolutely he should have. Especially after he pleaded guilty.
Telephone number here, 576-7798. Speaking of voting, our election coverage begins next Tuesday right at 6 o'clock here on your election headquarters, KMBZ. He was potentially destined for greatness. That is, at least for the moment, been put on hold. An 18-year-old drafted by the Arizona Coyotes had his contract, before it was even signed, canceled. We're not going to sign you now. Because it was learned when he was 14 years old, as a juvenile, he was convicted back in Ohio, where he's from, of bullying a black classmate.
Who was mentally disabled and I'm trying to think of the word. He generally had the capacity at that time
of a
10-year-old.
Yeah. And the things that you've read to me, Dana, on and off the air are awful. They're terrible. But I'm just curious, at what age do we say, you know, you're still responsible for that one? I'm not condoning, never would, bullying. I never bullied anybody in my life, and I always swore to my kids, if I ever find out you bullied somebody, What he did was wrong. But he was also 14. Let's go to Rob in Olathe. Rob, hello.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I'm a long time caller. I've called several times, and I always get tongue-tied and embarrassed when I call you guys. I'm the guy that has 9 kids in Olathe.
Oh, you're doing great, Rob.
Scott, I tell you what, Scott, I've listened to the station before it was on FM when you came on. Dana, you helped me get a replace my wedding ring.
Aww.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you back.
Thank you so much.
So listen, I'm 48 years old. I've got, nine kids, and I still struggle from something that happened. I graduated in 89, and my parents divorced when I was in eighth grade, and we moved to a new school, and I was brand new. Everybody had their cliques and their friends, and I was a new kid trying to make my way. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, every year of high school, every year I would walk to school, and I'd have to go the back way by where all the kids would smoke by the back gate. And there was this guy, his name's Alex. I won't say his last name.
Thank
He's
you.
In New Jersey anyway. But I'd always get bullied by this guy. It would get to the point where I'd get pushed in hallways, name called every morning, every day. And then I would run track. And there was one time after a track meet where this guy decked me on my way home, slammed my head into the cement. I wound up getting stitches on the back of my head. And I need advice. I really do. I'm an emotional guy, and I have not been to one reunion because I hear he always goes. And it's like I hear you guys talking, and I'm struggling with, like, I'd love if my class knew about the jerk. But then I'm like, well, wait. I'm 48. You know, I'm grown up. Do I need to just let it go? But it bothers me. It really does.
It's interesting you won't go to your reunion due to the bully. If he was standing right in front of you, would you say, I mean, are we going to talk about the hell you put me through for those years?
Yeah, I'd like to think I would, but part of me just wants to kick the shit out of him now.
Yeah. I understand. You can't say that word on the radio, but I understand.
Bad word, Rob.
Bad Robert. Bad Robert.
I know we can't take more calls till we get back up. I know. This ain't my first rodeo, Grant. Poor young Grant. I love you, man. And I'm telling you, you've got a super bright future in this business. But Grant is, I think that's your first bad word on the air?
No, it's not my first, but it's my first in a while.
Okay. Because in my ear, I just hear Grant go,
We can't take any more calls
until it rebuilds.
It's okay. That is lovely, Grant, and thank you for reminding us. You cannot say that word on the radio. But I understand exactly.
I jumped like a cat that just got scared.
You did. I understand Rob's sentiment. Most people would agree with that sentiment. And while we don't condone violence on this program, I understand you wanting to kick the blank out of your bully.
Bad Rob. Shame on you.
I wonder how many people at a high school reunion have brought up that incredibly awkward topic. I think the number is low.
I would imagine.
Yeah, you go, you have a beer, and you just pretend
well,
like...
Well, I mean, to what Rob was saying about not wanting to go to the reunion, you can find... I mean, I have been involved in the organization of a reunion before with my class at Lansing.
I was not involved with the organization
You weren't invited.
Invitation to go to my reunion.
You didn't even get an invitation to go.
I'm glad I didn't get an
invitation. What year was
I would
was
not
that
have gone.
Your, was that for the 20?
It was like 2 years ago or something.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was
when you were like 30. How are you now? 44?
I'm 46, and I was on this program when it happened because I saw the balloons.
I know. You saw somebody's Facebook page.
I was like, what?
Well, you saw somebody's Facebook page, and they were all celebrating at their high school reunion.
1992. Woo, woo.
Woo.
I'm like, meh.
So it probably would have been in what? So 92, 2012 would have been 20 years,
yeah.
Right? So
it wasn't that.
It was probably 2017. I bet it was your 25th.
It's 2017. Rob, I didn't go to my reunion either.
They didn't want you to. You weren't invited, Dana.
It was an oversight, I'm sure.
Dana, what is worse in in your little mind of slights? Because we didn't learn about this till yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Was it not even being invited, not even getting an invitation that you could say, sorry, I can't make it?
Uh-huh.
Was it not getting invited to the 25th high school reunion?
Mm-hmm.
Or last year at Christmas, no one in your family, including your husband, didn't even get you a gift? Which one was worse?
That's a toss-up. I didn't want to go to the reunion. I wanted a gift.
So the 30 would be coming up in 2 years. So in
not going.
You're not going to go?
No.
What if you got invited?
No, not going.
If you got invited to your 30-year high school reunion.
Not happening.
Why?
I just don't have any.
What year were you bullied by those three jerks?
I just don't have any desire to go back there at all.
None. Do you communicate with anybody from your graduating class?
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie Emmert was in your class? I didn't know that.
That's it.
Huh.
I got room for one, and this deck is full.
Ghost Rider. I didn't know Carrie was in your graduating class.
She's 1 year behind me.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it now when you were bullied by the three girls on the bus?
That was in junior high.
Now, did they go to Seaman?
Uh-huh.
Did they graduate with you?
They were ahead of me, but yeah.
Okay, so they were 1 year ahead?
Yes.
So they wouldn't be at your reunion unless they married somebody from your class.
I guess.
And if so, those tramps are probably divorced anyway.
Please.
Little pirate whores.
I mean, what's going to be interesting is what our school looks like in the coming year or 2 years, because they're saying
it won't be Seaman High School anymore.
They're going to rename our high school, as they should, because two student journalists finally tracked down confirmation that our school was named for someone affiliated with the KKK.
It wasn't affiliated. He was a member.
Correct. And it was rumored for decades. And
I mean,
these
we're
two,
affiliated with KMBC.
Yeah. The rumor always was when I was in school, he was the grand dragon or something of the KKK. It was a rumor. And these two girls this year.
How incredible.
From Seaman. Oh, I'm so proud of them. Uncovered evidence from multiple newspaper articles that quoted him proudly.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
They were probably Capital Journal articles. But yet
I think
the Capital
one was
Journal,
Emporia Gazette. One was the Star.
The Capital Journal Star. Reporters could not do it, but two high school reporters did it.
Were able to dig it up. Correct.
If I'm at the Capital Journal right now, I just quit out of shame.
It was like the Star, the Emporia Gazette, and another one.
Let's go to Rob in Lenexa. Rob, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, not potty mouth Rob.
Rob? Who doesn't have a potty? Oh, there he goes.
What is it with Robs today?
Sally, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, this bully, I'm a teacher, so I see and work with kids on not bullying from an elementary age.
Okay.
But I always share with them that I'm 50, and I can still tell you the names of the three boys who put me through torture through elementary school. Three boys who bullied and teased and nagged, and it doesn't go away.
Nope.
Now, having said that, it doesn't go away for me, but should somebody have their whole adulthood, you know, their profession destroyed over something they did when they were a kid? I mean, no, but we got to figure out what we're going to do in society about just helping people be kind.
Amen.
If you don't like somebody, stay away from them. Be kind. And always buy your wife a Christmas gift. Always.
Did I tell you?
Dana, I've been on the receiving end of the not receiving end of that, too. So,
Sally, I talked to my boys about this last night, because we had dinner with Mindy, and I said, you know, your name came up on the show yesterday, and she was laughing. And I said to the boys, you know, I just want to remind you that it is always important to remember your mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, certainly on Mother's Day, but right. also during the holidays. And I said, that's all I'm going to say about that. It is important
Did
to remember your mother.
Did they know what you were referring to?
Yes.
They knew that they had forgotten to
and
get you a
And then my youngest son goes, well, I think I wrote you a card. I go, okay, and I love your card, buddy, like I do, but you just, as you march through your life, you need to remember to always remember your mother.
Gilbert in Kansas Amazon. City. Hey, whoa.
Hi, Gilbert.
Hey, what's up?
Well, what's up with you?
Well, here's the deal. You know, you were talking about going back to class reunions, you know, and being able to apologize to people. Well, as I was growing up, you know, I mean, I just, you know, it was more out of anger, but I just used to beat the living heck out of everybody just because. Now, you know, it's all about learning about humility and who you are and growing as a person, you know, and a lot of what did that for me was when I joined the Marine Corps. But today, you know, it's like I wouldn't hurt a fly. I mean, you know, it's like it's completely gone out of me, you know, it wasn't a very hard thing for me to do simply because of the fact, you know, that I truly was sorry, and I felt horrible for doing some of the things that I did to some of the people that, you know, that I knew.
Have you apologized, Gilbert, to them?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime I see anybody that I think I may have wronged or something like that or bullied them or something, I always say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, you know, for whatever may have happened that happened. You know, I've changed as a person. I've grown. So I wish you would, you know, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't ever want to see me or talk to me again. But, you know, I really am sorry.
Do they usually accept it?
Are they receptive to it?
Yeah, most of them are. It's all in about, you know, the inflection and the tone of your voice and sounding sincere. You know, you got to be sincere about it, and people got to be able to read that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, and so that's, you know, that's my answer to your guys' high school reunion bullying thing. You know, and it's like, you know, I mean, like I said, I feel horrible about the things I did. Horrible, you know, and just to do them for attention is what it was more about than anything. That and because I could, you know, at that young age, you know, everybody's scared of anything, you know, and I used to. You know, it's like when I was in fifth and sixth grade, I would cuss on the playground, this and that, and they're all worried. So it was a form of intimidation, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, well, and I had this wild, you know, straggly long blonde hair that, you know, I never combed or anything like that. Kind of looked like Animal from the Muppets, you know.
All right.
Gilbert, well, thank you for your honesty.
576-7798. 576-7798. Why gay couples are changing their future plans. And quickly, we'll get to that later on this afternoon here on Dana and Parks. We're waiting for the video, but it's happened again.
So Zeta has already blown through, and the worst surge is apparently in Bay St. Louis. Louisiana just can't catch a break, by the way.
No, God, no.
We've had, like, awful. What, 9 hurricanes in 2 weeks or something. But someone put this on Twitter, busted again. Weather Channel meteorologist caught, quote, leaning into the wind in downtown New Orleans when a local strolls by and heckles him.
He suddenly stands straight up. As the camera then pans up to the buildings until the man leaves, and then he pitches it back to Jim Cantore in Biloxi.
I'm not saying the wind wasn't blowing, because it was.
But he's like fighting it.
But he's like fighting it and leaning into it and bending into it.
And this guy just walks by.
He's like, what are you doing, dude?
Grant, if we have the audio, let's play when it's available.
It's so funny. Classic. Come on.
Dorks.
I think at the time it said the winds were north-northeast at 24 miles an hour.
Okay.
It's just not that safe. You hear the heckler going, what are you doing, dude?
What are you talking about, man? Crazy SOB.
Oh, that is funny.
Hang on. I'm going to see if I can find a better audio, because that audio,
well, I feel like the very first time you get a gig at the Weather Channel and
you gotta oversell
it,
man.
A hurricane, you got to feel like, I got to find a light pole to cling to here.
Do you think they tell them to do that?
Don't know. It's just so stupid. I don't know.
Hurricane Zeta.
It looks good on your resume tape. Look at him leaning into those high winds.
He's a man of men. Fighting that hurricane by every strand of his being.
He's not the first one to get caught doing this, you know.
Hang on. Who was that one guy years ago faking it in a hurricane?
Mike Seidel.
Was it Mike Seidel that did it?
Struggling to keep his balance as he reports from Wilmington, North Carolina. It was back in September of 2018. And
then you see two people just walking in the background. Yes, I remember.
Like strolling hand in hand in the background.
Okay, wait, here's a story about it.
One of their reporters was essentially faking it during his coverage of Hurricane Florence.
Probably seen the video on Facebook as that reporter struggles to keep his balance.
Okay, picking it up here in Wilmington, North Carolina, right at the Intracoastal, and we're in one of these bands.
So that's Mike Seidel in Wilmington, North Carolina, but as he braces and fights the wind Friday, check out the two guys who seem to walk right by him in the background there with no trouble at all. The video has been shared more than a million times on social media. So now a spokesperson for the Weather Channel is defending Seidel, saying it's important to note that the two individuals in the background are walking on concrete while Seidel tries to maintain his footing on wet grass.
Wait,
the spokesperson goes on to say Seidel was exhausted after reporting on air until 1 a.m.
No.
What does it matter? In fact, the dudes strolling behind him aren't even wearing pants. They're wearing athletic shorts.
They're wearing shorts.
One guy's on his cell phone. Like, look at that guy over there bracing.
I mean, Seidel is like he's getting hit by a linebacker.
Yes.
So fake.
The Sun wrote this bizarre
moment. Now that's fake
moment.
News right
bizarre
there.
Moment. A TV weatherman appears to be caught faking his battle against gale force winds during Hurricane Florence.
Serves him right,
this
man.
This is about as nasty as it's been.
I've never seen wind like this. God. Oh, why don't they just report the snooze? I mean, give me a break.
Because it looks better on your resume tape when you are leaning into that wind.
Well, it's dumb. And they're dumb. Yeah. All right, don't forget, the election is in 5 days. Can't get here a moment too soon. And we will have coverage right here on your election station, KMBZ. It starts next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock here on KMBZ. The news is next.
Sunday morning, 9 a.m. I saw fire in the sky. I felt my heart pound in my chest. I heard an eagle.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.